Always good to catch up with Dave Renicky. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, Pete. Good. How are you?
Well, apart from being hit by a car, so you're not doing too flash at the moment.
Yeah, I've got to be careful. I'm not in the best of nick, really. Yeah, a little bit of an accident. A friend of mine backing back, and I wasn't watching where he was going, and he didn't see me. Next minute, I'm under the car and mangled right hand, but it should be okay. Oh. They say in a couple of decades, I'll get used to it.
With friends like that, who needs enemies? Now, speaking of hitting things, what the hell is Elon Musk talking about? Because I saw this the other day and couldn't make head nor tail of it. He wants to nuke Mars. Why?
Oh, why not? Why not? hasn't been done before. Look, crazy. You've got to be careful here. Here's a bloke that's not an idiot. He's started SpaceX, his own company. Mm. He owns Tesla Motors. He ran PayPal, started that up. Look, we know Mars has got no atmosphere. It's mainly carbon dioxide. It's got no magnetic field. It's a place we want to go to. But the problem with Mars is it's very cold. Now, Elon wants to heat it up. And how he wants to do that is to simply drop hydrogen bombs on the north and south pole of Mars. He wants to melt the ice cream and release the carbon dioxide to give it the greenhouse effect. And having a greenhouse effect over a period of time will warm the planet up. But I think Elon's missed a boat there somewhere, because once you do that, the place would be uninhabitable.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, is he suitably qualified to make suggestions about nuking a planet? I mean, what about the after effects?
No, you've got to be careful with this bloke. He's not silly. He knows how to get advertising. He knows how to get publicity. And, you know, we talked about the BFR, his big rocket. he got a lot of publicity out of that. Look, there is a better idea, a much better idea, and that would be simply to place mirrors in orbit around the planet, which has been put forward, and sort of concentrate the energy from the sun onto the poles here and melt the ice.
Are you talking about our sun?
Our sun, and melt the ice that way. Look, I think the best idea here is to follow what the plan originally was, and that came in the 80s when people like Gerard O'Neill, one of the visionaries of Mars and one of the architects of terraforming, said that we may plant vegetation, trees, shrubs. They will take the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, Pete, and replenish it with oxygen. But it's a long-term deal. I think when we go to Mars, the first people to live there and the ones that continue on from there for a little while will have to live in maybe hermetically sealed domes on the surface or even underground.
Doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, I've got to tell you. But, let's see what Elon's plan B is. We'll put that one back on the drawing board, I think. Astrospace News, a division of Astronomy Media Services. Dave Renicky's got a fabulous website, daverenicky.com.au. Go and check it out. Mate, look after yourself, and if you hear any car beeping, get the hell out the way.
You can bet you I will, Pete. Talk to you next week.